Less than a month after being found not guilty of second-degree murder, Midland resident Rick Patrick is nearing a resolution on charges related to weapons found in his residence after he killed his tenant. According to court files, Patrick is due back in court on February 28, at which time the Crown and Patrick may present a plea agreement before a judge. Patrick faces charges that include careless use, storage of a firearm, and possession of an unauthorized firearm. It is unclear to what, if any, charges Patrick has or will plead guilty to, but that the court registry has him scheduled for sentencing submissions is a clear indication his case is heading toward a resolution before trial. Patrick was in court this week, appearing virtually exactly 3 years after he stabbed Christopher Forrester in the driveway of his Midland home. Patrick claimed self-defense and a Barry jury accepted his defense in finding him not guilty. During that trial, court heard testimony and other evidence related to both Patrick and Forrester's interest in knives and other weapons. According to Patrick, the knife he used to stab Forrester was a Christmas gift he received from him before their relationship fell apart due to issues related to Forrester's tenancy. Forrester died less than an hour later in a Midland hospital. Upon searching his residence, police found other knives and at least one firearm that was found in his garage, according to evidence presented at the trial. Patrick claimed on the stand during his direct examination that the gun the police found belonged to his late brother. Court also heard evidence that Patrick was fond of target shooting and even took Forrester along to shoot with him on a property he once owned in Port Severn.